Today's shir is Masechta Shavuos, Daf Chaf. We begin Daf Yitesem and Beis at the new Perek. The Masechta now begins focusing on Shavuos, on making a Shavua. As we discussed when we began the Masechta, there's something known as a Shavuos Bitui and a Shavuos Shav. A Shavuos Bitui is somebody made a Shavua to do something or not to do something, or he made a Shavua that he had or had not done something, and it turns out that he lied. The halacha is that if he did this b'mezid, he's chayiv malchus, and if he did this b'shagig, he's going to be chayiv a carbon oila v'yared. As the pasuk says, "Our nefesh ki shishava levata b'svasayim lahara lahetiv l'chol ashiyas adam b'shvua v'nel memaner." Davis has shamal Hashem al chatosoi asher chata nekeva menatzoin kispa oisiris izim al chatos chipa alavakay mechatosoi. Continues the Torah on Sigi Yadaday. So if he can't afford an animal, then he brings two birds, and if he can't afford the two birds, then he brings a carbon mincha. A shvua shav is when he makes a shvua regarding something which is not possible. Somebody makes a shvua that he's not going to sleep for 3 days. Or he swears that something that is made out of stone is made out of gold. Or he makes a shvua that he's going to violate a mitzvah which the Torah obligates us to do. In all these cases, again, if he's going to do it b'mezid, he's chayiv malchus, but b'shagig, such an individual will not have to bring a carbon. Begins the Mishnah as the Masechta began. Shavuos, when we speak about Shavuos, Shtayim Shein Arba. The Torah speaks about two cases. The Torah speaks about into the future, Lahara or Lahetiv, Shein Arba, which also include the past. And the Mishnah explains, if somebody says Shavuos Shoichli, he makes a Shavuos that he will do something, that he will eat something, or he makes a Shavuos Shaloyochel, that he will not do something, then the halacha is, and he violates it, that's called a shvuas, that's what the Torah speaks about. That's the shtayim. Shein arba, if somebody made a shvuas shachalti he makes a shvuas that he didn't eat, and it turns out to be not true, that's the arba. Continues the Mishnah. Shvuas shloichel, if somebody makes a shvuas that he's not going to eat something, and then ochel kol shehu, even ate the slightest amount of that food, chayiv. He's chayiv for having violated his shvua. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. So is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amrloi. So the Chacham say to Rabbi Akiva, how could you possibly be correct? Heichem etzina b'kolcha kol shehu. Where do we ever find in the Torah that the kol shehu is chayiv? We know that the shear always is kezayis. Hechen matzinu sha'oichel kol shehu shu chayiv. Sheze chayiv, that you want to say that this person for just eating a kol shehu should be chayiv. Amar Rabbi Akiva, to which Rabbi Akiva said, hechen matzinu b'medava mevi karbon. Where do we find that somebody just said something and for whatever he expressed, he's going to have to bring a carbon? Shazeh, maybe carbon, that this person said something, he has to bring a carbon. The Mishnah Lamelech says that the basis of the Machloikis, or Rabbi Akiva and the Chamim, is we have, when we speak about Shavuos in the Dorim, do we follow Lashon Bnei Adam, what people mean, or Lashon Torah, what the Torah means? And explains that whenever the Torah speaks about achila certainly means a kezayis. As far as the Torah is concerned, a kezayis. As far as people are concerned, as soon as they say eating, they mean any amount of eating. And the question is, when we make a shvua and the lashon Torah and the lashon bnei adam contradict each other, what do we follow? The opinion of Rabbi Akiva is we follow the Lashon Bnei Adam, the opinion of the Chum is we follow the Lashon Torah. Says the Gemara, Lememra, the Mishnah said that if somebody makes a Shavuos Sha'oichel, That means shaychad achil mamashna. It means that he made a shvua that he's going to eat. Ask the Gemara v'remini. I'm going to ask a question that we learn that if somebody said shvua le'aychalach, or shvua she'aychalach, or somebody said lo'y shvua she'aychalach, in all these cases, osur, he may not eat from what his friend wants him to eat. All of these wording indicate shvua le'aychalach. Shvua le'aychalach means I'm making a shvua that I shall not eat from your food. Shvua she'aychalach means that whatever I eat, have from you should be osur with shvua. That it should be, that the food should be osur. Now, it's very important to point out, when we speak about nedarim and shvuas, so when we speak about nedarim and shvuas, at first glance, they seem to be the same. But there's a very fundamental difference between a neder and a shvua. A shvua is issa gavra. He's saying that I will or won't do something. A neder is issa cheftza. He's speaking about something specific. When somebody says shvua she'aychalach, so he's really speaking about a food item. So he's speaking about a cheftza. Why is that considered a shvua? So the Rishonim explain that this is the concept that you could express sometimes a shvua b'losh neder. And therefore, even though it was expressed as in the losh neder, it has the din of a shvua. When somebody says loy shvua shloy echalach, it should not be, he's saying, what I don't eat from you shouldn't be osur to me. But what I do eat from you should be osur. So again, but what the Gemara's question is, that shvua she'aychalach we're now interpreting to mean that I may not eat from you. And in our Mishnah, we interpret it to mean that he will eat. Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye l'Olam, usually when somebody uses the word shvua she'aychal, he clearly means dachil namashna. He's referring to what he's going to eat. So how do we reconcile what we are learning here? It says, Amar lo kasha. Kam b'sar b'alecha, we have to look at the context. In a case where he's being asked to eat, kam b'sheim b'sar b'alecha, when he's not being asked to eat. Masnisen, the way to understand our Mishnah, is referring to a situation, b'sheim b'sar b'alecha, nobody's asking you to eat anything. And you make a statement, shvua she'aychal. So we understand that what you meant to say was that you're taking upon yourself a shvua that you're going to eat. There was nothing to push you in any other direction. But in a case, the brayse that we just discussed is speaking about a situation that somebody is trying to get you to eat by him and you don't want to eat there. And you keep on refusing to eat. So when you use this wording, the kamishtaba, when you're using this wording, what you certainly meant to say was, shvua shalayachal, I'm making a shvua that I'm not going to eat, and therefore, the aloch is that it's considered a shvua that he's not going to eat. Ravashi says, we have to actually learn the braisa a little differently. Ravashi tani, shvua sha'ani oichaloch. He didn't say shvua she'aychalach. It says the Gemara shvua she'ani oichalach. I'm making a shvua that I will not eat by you. Says the Gemara, if that's what he said, so then what is the discussion here? Ask the Gemara Yehachi, if that's what he said, my lememra, where is there room for discussion? The shvua is very clear what he meant. Madatema, we would say that when he said this, he said that shvua she'aychal. His wording got confused with his wording. And what he said that he meant to say shvua eichel and it came out ki eichel. Kamash Malan, that there's no room for such confusion and we accept that this is a shvua. So, of course, there's a very fundamental question that Tosfos asks. Why, in any case, because we're going to have many such situations where the wording that he used is unclear, why don't we just ask them what he meant to say. So Tosfos answers that sometimes a person uses wording and he says, I want this to mean whatever the Torah wants it to mean. And since I want it to mean whatever the Torah means, it's not what I thought is relevant. It's how the Torah defines these words. Tana Rabbanan, The Torah uses the words mifta. The Torah uses the word iser in expressing shvuas. And the Braisa here is coming to explain how to understand those words. Tanabana mifta shvua. Iser shvua. Iser is iser. When somebody said iser, iser, that means what is the halacha when somebody says the word iser? Ima ta'im iser shvua chayiv. Mlav, if what would be relevant, how we define the words. Mlav potter. Ima ta'im iser b'shvua, that it's not clear. Harmet is a shvua here. So Brai asks, I don't understand what's happening. The Braisa seems to saying that first the Braisa said that it's a shvua. And then the Braisa says, I don't know how to treat Isser. I'm Rabbi Hochkamer. Mifta is certainly a shvua. Mitvis, Isser, is a new category. It says mitvis is shvua. It says, what is the concept of atfosa? The concept of atfosa means that I'm saying something should be usur to me like something else is usur. And somebody says, Isser like kikazu. Is it, it's treated like somebody said that this loaf of bread should be usur, and this bread should be like that bread. Isser, and what is the is? Now the question is, how do we understand Isser? If somebody said, Isser like kikazeh, what is going to be the loch? How do we treat that? Because now we're saying that Isser is in the category of atfasa b'shua. And the Gemara explains itself. If we're going to treat it like somebody expresses a shvua, then it's going to be chayiv. But if it's not, if mitzvah b'shua is not chayiv carbon amalkus, then he'll be potter. So it seems that everybody will agree that it's considered a shvua. The question is, will you be chayiv malkus and carbon if you violate a shvua that was originated through atfasa b'shua? So begins the Gemara, Umamai. From where do we know the mifta shvua? How do we know the mifta means a shvua? The ksiv, a nefesh ki seshava levate b'sfasayim. So the Torah uses the word levate. The fact that the Torah uses the word levate is clearly an indication that it means a shvua. But ask the Gemara, if that's what you're going to be relying on in the pasuk, isanami. So look at the word iser. The ksiv v'chal nedav v'chal shvuas iser. So the Torah clearly uses the word iser to express a shvua. Elamamai, so says Abaya, what makes me say that Isser mitzvah b'shvuhu, that the way to treat Isser is at tfasa b'shvuhu? The ksiv, the pasuk says, I esra Isra nafsha b'shvuhu. It means something that was already asa b'shvuhu is now being extended. So ask the Gemara if that's an indication that it means atfasa. So we have a similar wording by Miftanab, the pasuk says, "Haksiv l'chol ashivata adam b'shvua." So it also seems to indicate that you're making something usher that was already usher to you previously. Elam abaya mifta shvua. The way we know mifta means a full-fledged shvua mehachab. The pasuk says, "V'mhayisir leish v'nedirei alel or mifta sosei shasra al nafsha v'ila shvua loykamar." The pasuk doesn't say the word shvua. My asra, rather the Torah is saying, how did this person make this asa to herself? With the word mifta, because mifta is a wording of shua. Says the Gemara, Rav amalaylam amalach, mitzvah b'shua lav kamatzi shua b'hivdami. Mitzvah b'shua is not considered a shua. And the Ran explains why. The Ran explains, it goes back to what we've said previously. What is the difference between a neder and a shvua? A neder is issa cheftza. You're making a specific object also to you. When we speak about issa cheftza, so there we could suggest that something that was osur, I'm extending. But when we speak about an issa gavra, that is not something that we could easily do. An issa gavra is not something that we could extend. And since it's not something that we could easily extend, therefore there, we can't just say that this is usur and the other thing is usur as well. And therefore, suggest the Gemara, and this is the way to understand the Braisa. Hakama. Mifta shvua. It's a nam shvua. Is Isser also wearing a shvua? Asrei the Isser that the Torah, when it speaks about Isser, that it's not in all cases. Hitila kasa by neder v'shvua. And the Torah puts the word Isser as a word that could be used regarding a nether, and it's a word that could be used regarding a shua. Hitziu b'losh a nether, if you express yourself b'losh a nether, for example, as I keep on saying, a nether means that you made an issa cheftza, then hitziu b'losh a nether, for example, you said issa kikazelai, then that's going to have the din a nether. And when you violate a nether, there is no chiv of a carbon oil of a yirid. Because the Torah, when it tells us the parasha of carbon oil of a yirid, only said it by shvuas and not by nedarim. However, if you expressed yourself the loshen shvua, again, going back to the way we've been explaining, that you didn't make it in as it's a cheftza, you made it in it's a gavra, you said, I will do something. Or in this case, you said, I will not eat this bread, then it's considered a shvua. And in that case, if you violated b'shar yichayev carbon oil v'yerut, says the Gemara. So we're saying now the Issa could go either direction. Where do we find this? Heichan etilei, where do we find this? Because the pasuk says, im is beis isha nadara asra issa anafsha b'shvua. So we see that Issa is mentioned both by a shvua and by another. Says the Gemara, v'azal tamayu, Abai and Rav are following their opinions. Itvis, itma, we learned matvis for shvua. How does the halacha treat hatfasa b'shvua? Abaye am kavatz shvua dav b'shvua mipiv dami. Abaye considers it as a loshen shvua. V'rav am alav kavatz shvua mipiv dami. It's not considered a loshen shvua. And again, as we said earlier in this year, everybody will agree that you may not do this. The question is there a chiv carbon oil? Is it considered a full fledged shvua or not? Meisvei, ask the Gemara on Rava's opinion that matzus shvua is not considered kamotzi shvua b'piv. Ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, Eze issa omer b'toira. What is the case that the Torah says that if you violate what you took upon yourself, you will be chayiv for b'yachal dvaray? Za'im arele shloyech basar. If somebody makes a shvua that he's not going to eat meat, shlesh the yain, he won't drink wine. Kiyoyim shemes b'yaviv, like the day his father passed away. Kiyoyim shemes b'ploini, like the day that this individual passed away. Kiyom shenarik by Gedalia ben Achikam, the day Chayy ben Achikam, Tzom Gedalia. Kiyom shiroy Yushlaim b'chabana, the way I saw Yushlaim in its destruction. In all these cases, also he will not be allowed to drink wine or eat meat or drink wine. Vam Shmuel, and Shmuel says why? Because it's speaking about a case for who should not above my soyim, that he already had accepted that day, for example, the day that his father passed away, he had undertaken that he's going to fast. And now he's saying that this time should be like that time. And that the halacha is that matras b'neder is b'neder. Bishlam elavaya, matras b'neder, neder. If this brisa clearly is teaching us that fas b'neder is a way of accepting a neder, the same thing will be matras b'shvua will be considered a shvua. El Rava. The Rava holds that hatfasa is not a legitimate approach. Ask the Gemara why over here is it considered a nether. Amalach Rava, to which Rava responds, Tritz v'emahachi. This is the way to understand that brisa. Eze is a nether ha'amar v'tayra. What is considered a nether that the Torah speaks about? Kiyom shemes by Ovid, kiyom shenarik by Ploni. Am a Shmuel, who should not do ba ma'aseh yoyim. Am a Krah, my Tama. Why is that considered a valid nether? Because ish ki yidah nether l'Hashem, at she yidah b'davar another. So we see from here that a davar another is considered something that's osur, a man-made isur, you could do hatfasa. So we see from here that this is speaking about a case of hatfasa b'nether, but not regarding hatfasa hatfasa b'shvua. So ask the Gemara, if somebody said, kiyom shebeis bei aviv, so the Gemara pshita, that he that it's a neder. Just like he's not allowed to eat on that day, that this day. Says the word, that's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that if he connected his neder to Tzom Gedaliah, even if he had not made the neder, Nami Osir, you have to fast on Tzom Gedaliah, Ki Nader Nami Lehevelay Isir, because we should say that Atfasa is only when you make Atfasa in something which is a man-made Isir, because it's also because it's Tzom Gedaliah, Mashmalon, teaches us that it's still considered a hatfasa b'neder. But the question is, why indeed is it considered hatfasa b'neder? Isn't it a fast day? So Tosfos answers that since the issa to eat on Tzom Gedaliah is only an issa d'rabbanon, that's why it's considered a hatfasa. It's considered a hatfasa b'neder. Another explanation is that what he's trying to do is that the isser on Tzom Gedaliah is an isser gavra. And this person is trying to expand the isser and make it into an isser cheftza. Rav Yochanan also agrees with Rava is that if you said isser, it's a lashon shvuah. The chasa Ravin, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mefta lo yochalach, isser lo yochalach, all considered shvuah. Agamar here introduced that if a person makes a neder to not eat on his father's yard site, even the halacha is it's considered hatfasa b'nodar and nodar. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's a mitzvah for one to fast on his father's and mother's yard site. The Gra, the Taras Chaim, bring our Gemara as a source for this halacha, because the Gemara gives an example here about somebody who made a neder not to fast, on his father's yard site. Obviously, that was the minhag to fast on that day. The Trumas Hadeshin brings many sources who say that the yard site fast should be observed on the day that the father was buried rather than on the anniversary of the father's death. He says the Al Gemara keeps on speaking of fasting on one's father's death, it seems that it's because of the day of dying is what counts, and he has problem with opinions that hold differently. The Marie Mintz gives two reasons why somebody fasts on the yard site of a parent. One is because that day is a day for the children of the people who passed away, the Reya Mazlei. It's a bad day, and therefore, by fasting, they could protect themselves. And another reason is because that day is the day on the yard site of a person's patira, is a day that he's judged, and therefore, to help their parents' neshama with this chusim, they fast and they davening. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the day of somebody's parents' yard site, the children should fast and do tshuva, because that will be a schus for the parents. So now there's a question, what is the proper day to observe a yard site in a case when the person who, the avil, was not in the same time zone as the person who died? For example, a man died in the afternoon of the Rosh Chodesh Nissan in New York, and there's a son living in Eretz Yisrael at that time. So what day is the yard site? Is the yard site on the 1st of Nissan, because that's the day when this person passed away? Or is the yard site according to where the son lived? And the son lived, it was already the second day of Nisan. Says the Shael Sechuvas Chalkas Yaakov that this question is really linked to the reason for fasting on a yard site. He said, if it's considered that it's a bad day for the oval, so we look at what date this is as far as the oval is concerned. If we look at it from the father's perspective, that was the day that the father died, and that's why we need to do things, and we need to be thinking about the father. So we look at the day, what was the date where it was when the father died. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if it's difficult for somebody to fast, he can redeem the yahrzeit fast with money, and give that money to poor people. The Orchus Rabbeinu, in fact, quotes that both the Chazanish and the Stipler did not fast on the yahrzeit of their parents. They had a different thinking. Their approach was that on that if they're going to fast on that day, they're not going to be able to learn. The biggest chus that we could do for a father, we could do for parents, is learn Torah, as we just said. And if we're not going to be able to learn on that day, we're not going to be able to learn Torah. That's not what is a schus for the father. The question, when we speak about this, is what is the date that is accepted to be the yahrzeit? Is the day that we keep the yahrzeit on the day of the ptira of the nifter, or is it the day of the kfur of the nifter? And it's the opinion of most paiskim that we follow the day of the yahrzeit, the day of passing. There are those that hold that the first year after the person was nifter, that we follow the day of the kfura. There's a much more complicated question, as we know that the minig is that Kaddish is only said for 11 months. The reason Kaddish is only said for 11 months, because Rishoyim are in Gehenim for a whole year. Everyone else is not in Gehenim. So if somebody says Kaddish for a parent for 11 months, for 12 months, it's as if he's declaring that my parent was a Rasha and he had to be in Gehenim for a full year. So if the Yom HaKfura was after the Yom HaMisa, so now we have a question. Do we follow the Yom HaKfura, and then we'll say 11 months from the Yom HaKfura, or do we follow the Yom HaMisa, and maybe earlier, the 11 months will end earlier? I saw that there are many paiskim that suggest that because we, chas v'shalom, don't want to be in a situation that we're declaring that our parent was a Rasha, and that's why we're saying Kaddish for more than 11 months, that everybody will agree regarding that question, that we should say Kaddish from the earlier, only from 11 months from the earlier date, and not in any way seem to be indicating that our parent was chas v'shalom a Rasha. Kiyosu, says the Gemara, Kiyosu Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Omer Rav Yochanan, Oichel, and somebody made a shvua that Oichel, that I'm going to eat. And then he made a shvua, Loy Oichel. And if he violated these shvuas, it's considered a shvua shekav, as Ras Mahacha, where the Torah says, the Loy Seshava B'Shmi L'Sheker, is that you shouldn't make a shvua which you won't keep. Somebody said achalti, or he said loy achalti. He said I ate what he didn't eat, or vice versa. Shav. There's rasim ahacha. The pasuk says loisisa shevel kech l'shav. Kainamis. If somebody violates a neder, he's over beloyachad dvaray. Ask the Gemara meisvei. The brisa says shav v'sheker echerheim my laf. Doesn't the brisa mean to say the midah shav is something that is patently untrue? That means l'shavar, because you say something that happened and didn't happen. As sheker nami, so when we speak about a shvu sheker, it's l'shavar, something that we know is not true. Amash achalti, so when somebody makes a shvu of achalti, lo achalti, they're in the category of a shvu sheker, and not that, like Rav Dimi just said, that sheker is only towards the future. Says the Marmidi Iria, who says that that's the way to understand? Hadikisa v'akadisa. Shvua sheker is lahaba, for the future. Shvua sheker is for the past, and not the same. And what would the brisa mean when it says davar echad hein? What it means to say is that the Torah says lesana berecha et sheker in the luchas rishonis. In the luchas shnis it said lesana berecha et shav, to teach us the bediva echad nemru. They were said at the same time, Kiritanya, Zach v'sham v'diba echad nemra. They were said, and again, because we have this challenge, and the Dibras Rishonis, it says, Zachar, Hashem HaShabbos, and the Dibras Achroin, In the Divrei Achronos, it says Shamas Yamei Shabbos, B'dibur Echad Nemaru. They were said at the same time. Something Masha Ein Yochel Apeh L'Daber, or Masha Ein Yochel L'Shmaya. We humans have no ability to really do or understand this. So the Kedusha Levi explains what is meant when it says Shama V'Zoch V'Dibur Echad Nemaru. He explains that when we speak about doing a mitzvah, in every mitzvah there are two elements to the mitzvah. One element is the actual doing of the mitzvah, and the other element of the mitzvah is the reason for the mitzvah. We're doing the mitzvah because we believe in Hashem, and we believe that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do and why he tells us to do is essential. Zocha v'shama b'diva echad, Zocha Shabbos is that Shabbos, we know, has Shmira Shabbos. Shmira Shabbos is certainly a mitzvah that carries with it many obligations, not to do malacha. Being Shema Shabbos is certainly a very serious task. But what the Torah is telling, what the Gemara is telling us, Zoch v'Shem v'Diva Echad, is that when a person is Shema Shabbos, he should not lose remembering that there's a Zohar behind it, that he has to remember, why am I being Shema Shabbos? I'm doing Shmira Shabbos because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and because I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that created the world, and I believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to fulfill this mitzvah, and it shows our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Be'er Smayim says, Zocha V'Shem V'Diva Echad, means to say that all of the mitzvahs of the Torah, we know very often that how is a person categorized, if he is a religious Jew or not, dependent on his Shmir Shabbos. Zocha V'Shamer, the individual who is a Zocha V'Shamer, who keeps Shabbos properly, the Dibur Echad, that Dibur Echad, Nemru, influences our entire observance. But many Mefarshim asked the obvious question that we don't have the ability to hear the Zocha V'Shamer at the same time. So why was it necessary to have Zocha V'Shamer at the same time? So the Sefer Siach Sharfei Kodesh explains, Zocha V'Shamer B'Dibur Echad, we don't understand and we don't necessarily absorb the Zocha V'Shamer B'Dibur Echad. But every Jew has a neshama, and deep in his neshama, that Zocha V'Shamer is able to be heard at the same time and has a profound influence on us. Another pshat, Zocha V'Shamer B'Dibur Echad, we want to be a Jew, a Shema Shabbos Jew, but what is the first step in being a Shema Shabbos Jew? Is that we should be B'Dibur Echad. It should have Achdus. When we have Achdus, that we have Zocha V'Shamer. Divrei Shmuel explains that Zocha V'Shamer B'Dibur Echad, that every time when we speak Zocha V'Shamer, we should remember from where we come and who we are. Zocha V'Shamer B'Dibur Echad. Zocha, watch yourself and think about yourself. That's going to be that will make us be the way we are supposed to be. Another pshat that I saw from the Tepukei Chaim, Zocha V'Shamer B'Dibur Echad. Zocher means to constantly work on ourselves, constantly try that we should be better. V'Shamer represents that we should try to influence others to do what's right. The Ramban points out, we just said that this is not the only place where there's a difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnius. Why are we most focused on this more than anything else? So says the Ramban, as we're learning, the definition of who we are is very much connected to our Shmira Shabbos. And therefore, any discrepancy or anything that we need to learn about our Shmira Shabbos is so critical. And therefore, we're focused on why it's said differently, the Zohar, why the Zohar and Shomer are not the same word, but really, the Gemara says they're the same. Bishlam Hosam says the Gemara, when we speak about Zocha V'Shamer, V'Dibur Echad Nemaru, why is that for? Kedamer of Adabar Hava, Damer of Adabar Hava, Noshim Chayovas Begat, Kiddush Yom Dvar Torah. Women are Mechuyiv in Kiddush because the Torah says Zoch Hashem and Shabbos Lakachai. And even though it ought to be considered a mitzvah say Shazam Groma, but because Zoch Vishama are so linked, Damer Zoch Vishama, Kosh Yeshna Bishmira, which is a lav. And when we speak about lavim, women are equally obligated as to men. So, Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Shira. V'hani Noshim, when we speak about women, Hoyel V'Isna B'Shmira, Shmira Shabbos, they're certainly obligated to do, because it's a mitzvah to say, it's mitzvah to say, Isna B'Shira. Ella Hocha, when we speak about the other pasuk that we mentioned, about Eid Echad, where the Torah says, Eid Sheker and Eid Shav, what is the lesson from there? So here we learn that women are obligated in the Chiyuv of Kiddush. But when we speak about the Chiyuv of Kiddush, there's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim. Men who daven, there's a minig, that many women, even though they don't necessarily daven Ma'ariv all week long, do daven Ma'ariv Friday night. And the question is, from where did that minig come? And the explanation is really based on this Gemara. We're learning now that everybody has a chiv to say Kiddush Friday night. Men and women both have the chiv to say Kiddush Friday night. But men in shul, when we say V'yichul HaShemayim, when we say the different parts of the Shemona Esrei, then we have Yoytz the Mitzvah Kiddush. We mentioned Shabbos. So when we come home, our obligation in Kiddush is diminished. Women, were they not to daven Ma'ariv, they didn't say Kiddush yet, because they didn't daven Ma'ariv, they have not fulfilled their minimal obligation of Kiddush. They have not fulfilled the minimal obligation of Kiddush. So they could be yotze with a man. But how could one person be mitzi another person? That's with the concept of Kol Yisrael, a Raven Zelazer. We're all responsible one for the other, and therefore I, even though I did the mitzvah, you didn't do the mitzvah, I could do the mitzvah on your behalf. But there's a very big question in the Paiskim, if we say Kol Yisrael, a Raven Zelazer, from men to women. So now, if a woman has a Chiv Daraisa to say Kiddush, and the man no longer has that Chiv Daraisa, because he already said Kiddush when he daven Ma'ariv in Shul. So when the man, the husband's going to say Kiddush at night at home, he can't be Maitzihar, because he has only a Chiv Darabaran, and she has a Chiv Daraisa still. Our Gemara just said the women are Mechuyiv in Kiddush, Chiv in Kiddush. But that depends on a number of issues. That's only if we say that the Chiv Kiddush that we're learning here in the Gemara is a Chiv Daraisa, and therefore they'll have a Chiv Daraisa still, the women, and the men don't. And also depends if we don't say Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazer from men to women. If we're going to say the Kiddush is the Rabbanan, so then it's easier, because I have a Chiv, the man still only has a Chiv the Rabbanan to say Kiddush Alakais, and so too does the woman. And if we'll say Kol Yisrael Raven Zelazer, even if we'll say Kiddush Daraisa, then I, the man who have been Yoitz in my Chiv, could still say Kiddush on behalf of the woman. But in order to avoid all the shilas, if the woman says Ma'ariv, so she has also fulfilled her basic chiyuv. If she has fulfilled her basic chiyuv, then I should just say, then we both are under the rabbanan obligation, and then certainly the man can be mitzi the woman. What happened if the woman didn't say Kiddush, didn't say Ma'ariv, but you want to avoid this question? So Rav Kivega suggests, which anyway, the right thing to do, when you come home from shul, to say to your wife, say to the women, good Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, whatever, however you greet them. And by them saying that, that will also be a fulfillment of the basic requirement of saying Kiddush. And therefore, we're all in the same place of being a Drabanan, and one can be mitzi the other. Says the Gemara, when the Torah says, Shav v'sheker echad heim, to teach us, k'shem shaloika ashav, kal loika asheker. Says the Gemara, klap ilaya. It should be just the opposite. Shvua sheker, there's a case for certain that you could get malchus, where somebody made a shvua that he's not going to eat, and then he ate. that is a lav sheesh by Maisa, for which there's certainly malchus. Shvua shav, which is somebody said I ate and he didn't, or vice versa, that's a lav sheim by Maisa. And we learned many times that by lav sheim by Maisa, you don't get malchus. Elaim, the right way to say, kshem shaloika al sheka, kach loika al shav. The Torah is teaching us that there's chiv malchus. Says the Gemara, pshita there's a chiv malchus. The Torah says, kiloyanaka. Answers the Gemara, manatema kiramaleir papa labaya. When the Pasuk says, kiloyanaka Hashem ashiyis shmoy l'shav, Hashem shulanak, and we learn, Hashem hu yiloyanaka, Kadosh Baruch Hu can't forgive, but Bezdin does have the ability to forgive. Maybe the way to understand it is kiramaleir papa labaya shloyanaka klal, that he won't, has no way of kapar at all. Kamash malon, the answer is that you get malchus for both of them, like Abaya will teach our papa soon in the Gemara. Mibay Seima, the way to understand the Braisa is Kshem Shem Mevi carbon, just like you bring carbon oil of a yard al sheker on a shvuah for the future, Kach Mevi al shvuah shav. To Bekiva, because this follows the opinion of Bekiva that we've learned in the first parak, and we're going to learn soon again, that Yechayiv a carbon oil of a yard l'shaava kalahaba. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Braisa says, Ezu shvuah shav. Nishba l'shanis, somebody changes something that is not correct. Shua nishba l'hachlev. Nishba l'hachlev, that he said something that is not true. He said, I ate when he didn't eat, or vice versa. So we see from here that shua sheka is l'shaavar. Not like Rav Dimi said that shua sheka is l'haba. Says the Gemara, Ema, what he meant to say is nishba, he said a shua that he's going to do something, or machlev, he said he's going to do something in Machlev, and then he doesn't keep what he says he's going to do.